Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich from Crime Talk. First on the docket today, why we don't engage in crazy conspiracy theories and deal in facts. Two, the city of Fort Worth is backtracking on the Tatiana Jefferson matter. Third on the docket, it's not just Texas where police shoot people in the back anymore. And four, our first contestant for this week's Dumb Criminal of the Week. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich of Crime Talk, and I have returned from the undisclosed tropical location, and I am back in the Crime Talk studio here today. If you have not subscribed already to our channel, we would ask that you please do so. If you like the video, hit that like button. If you want to be notified of future content that comes out, hit that little notification bell. We appreciate it. And also, if you'd like to sign up for our newsletter, you can go to scottreich.com and sign up for that. You can also go to the Patreon page if you would like to support our channel, since YouTube likes to demonetize anything that we talk about, it seems like, because, well, you can never please everybody. All right, first on the docket, I am rested up. I have had 2 days of work and then 2 days of relative relaxation, and I am ready to go. So first thing on the docket, why do we not engage in crazy conspiracy theories, and why do we deal in facts? And we try to get our facts correct. Why? Let me tell you why. Have you ever heard of a professor by the name of James Fetzer? Well, you may now. Why? James Fetzer has been ordered by a court in Wisconsin to pay $450,000 to Leonard Posner. All right. Now, Leonard Posner had a son who was killed in the Sandy Hook shooting tragedy. Mr. Fetzer basically came out in a book along with a co-author by the name of Mike Pelisek, and they argued in the book that nobody died at Sandy Hook, and went on to say that Mr. Fetzer must have forged his son's birth certificate, okay? Now, that is crazy. Anyone that does not belong in a mental institution would have to acknowledge, unless you are living on some other universe and complete out of touch with reality in any way, that Sandy Hook happened. And whether you agree as to why it happened or disagree as to why it happened, it happened. So for Mr. Fetzer to go out and make this claim is absolutely ridiculous. And when you start saying things about particular people, there's things called defamation suits, all right? If you write it out, it's libelous. If you say it, it's slanderous. And if you cause damage to people and it's not true, you can be sued, okay? And this retired professor probably has a few bucks in his bank account, and who knows, he'll probably appeal, and maybe he'll never see any money, but the reality is he got sued for making false statements, okay? And yes, can you say just about anything you can in the world? Yes, but there are consequences as well. And if you are making statements that are simply not true and not based in fact, okay, reasonable facts drawn from the evidence, then you face that, whether it is somebody putting up a YouTube channel or whether you're leaving comments in the section below. You have to base your comments in facts. You can have opinions, but that's a difference than saying something is in fact the way it was or was not. And so that is why we like to be as factually correct as we possibly can. And I have made a mistake on facts or two. I probably mispronounce names all the time, and I apologize in advance for that. But the reality of it is we try to get it right, okay? And if we make a mistake, we're gonna acknowledge that. So keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen. You can't just say anything and not have consequences to it. That's why we try to keep it in reality, because I deal in facts. I deal in reality. Conspiracy theories, it's great. It maybe gets lots of clicks and views, but it could also get you sued. Next on the docket, A. Tatiana Jefferson was shot in her house in Fort Worth this past weekend. And the officer, Aaron Dean, has actually been charged with murder because he shot through the window, striking Ms. Jefferson and ultimately killing her. Now, the Fort Worth Police Department came out and apologized and said, had Officer Dean not resigned, he would have been terminated for basically not following any of the procedures and training that he was taught in the police academy. And although he had not even been on the force for about a year now, I think April of 2018 is when he first started as a police officer. And what it looks like on the body cam is he didn't do what he's supposed to do. For example, i.e. shout, gun, gun, gun. So other officers know in the area that somebody has a gun so they don't shoot somebody by mistake. This officer shot through the window and didn't identify himself as an officer or notify that there was a gun. Well, now the Fort Worth Police Department is trying to justify why they released stills of the firearm that was in the house that Ms. Jefferson retrieved when she thought she heard a burglar outside, which is reasonable. The Fort Worth Police Department said it was completely reasonable for a homeowner to grab a gun and to defend themselves and those in the house and to protect their property. Well, now the Fort Worth Police Department is saying, well, we probably shouldn't have done it, but we still stand by that decision because in the affidavit, there was a report that she had the gun, and it sounds like the officer made a statement that somehow the gun was poking through the window at him. Well, it turns out that window is in fact sealed or was never opened, and therefore the officer was probably trying to create a scenario whereby he thought he was at risk and in danger. And as we talked about yesterday, body cam, body cam, body cam. That is the key to bringing justice in this particular case, because no matter what the officer says, if it's not on the video, it's going to be completely contradicted. And that looks like what probably happened. And that's probably why the police officer resigned, because he had already made a false statement at that point when he said that Ms. Jefferson had a gun sticking out the window, and he knew that wasn't going to be the case. Well, next on the docket. So just when you thought that only people get shot in their homes in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, no, it happens here in Colorado too. In fact, it happens here in Aurora, Colorado. And a 22-year-old man by the name of Andy Huff was actually shot through a window in the back, well, in his backside, and he was actually shot in the buttocks. And what happened is the police were called to the Huff residence earlier in the day. Apparently, there was a disagreement between Mr. Huff, a brother, and another acquaintance. Ultimately, Mr. Huff comes back, and there was a dispute about a car, who had permission to drive it. Well, the police come back, do not identify themselves in any way whatsoever, and are sneaking around the house and ultimately shoot Mr. Huff in the back from the outside into the house, striking him in the buttocks. And to add insult to injury, Mr. Huff has been charged with assault and menacing on this matter. I'd be curious to see what happens here rather quickly with the Aurora Police Department if they release the video and see what happens. The officer is on administrative leave pending the investigation, but obviously in light of the Amber Geiger case and the shooting now of Tatiana Jefferson in Fort Worth, hopefully people will start getting the word, particularly police officers, that you cannot shoot first and ask questions later. And our first contestant on the Dumb Criminal of the Week, and we'll try to bring you a Dumb Criminal of the Week for the rest of the week, and we'll announce the winner on Friday. But our Dumb Criminal today comes from Iowa. This should be captioned, Dumb Criminal of the Week, How Not to Pick Up on Females. So This young Iowa man named Mr. Nicholas Sheehy, who's 23, thought it would be a good idea to go down to the dollar store. And he sees an attractive female with her child, and instead of going up and introducing himself and saying, "Hi, my name is Nicholas," no, what does he do? He decides to expose himself. And let's just say the woman was not impressed and thought it was a little creepy and called the police because a crime of indecent exposure had just taken place. Well, the police arrive. Mr. Sheehy explains to him that, yes, he in fact did expose himself to this nice young lady and the child that was there with him, but he had seen it once in a pornographic movie, and he thought that maybe it would work as a pickup line. Obviously, it didn't, and you may not want to take your dating advice from pornographic movies. Now, I've never really understood this, why people would like to go to places and do these things in public. I once had a gentleman who went to a Christian reading room, and he took his Bible along with a pair of underpants that he had stolen from the laundromat, along with another simulated phallic symbol, and thought it would be a good idea to pleasure himself in the store. Let's just say that didn't end well because stores have video cameras. I'm sure the Dollar General has video cameras as well. So, Mr. Sheehy, you are definitely in the running to be the dumb criminal of the week. We appreciate you watching today. Thank you. If you like the channel, please subscribe. If you like the video, leave us a comment. If you'd like to be informed of notifications, hit that little bell notification in the corner so you get notified of when we go live or when we put out new content. Have a great day.